When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's Karen talking about leaving him in the vicinity of where she last saw him, which contradicts her talking about him going into the house or looking in the door. No, the last time she saw him was about where he was found dead.
One more, please, Your Honor. The Commonwealth moves into evidence and seeks to play clip number 17, please.
Okay.
I gave an interview with ABC with Matt Gutman. I think this was whom I gave the interview to. And I said, he asked, why was I saying, could I hit him, did I hit him? And I said, yeah, my first thought was, I've been out late, I've been drinking, and he's in the general vicinity of where I last saw him. I mean, they talk about the left side of the property and the right as if it's, Hammersmith Farms. It's a postage stamp. It's 50 feet. So he's in the front yard to the left of the front door, and no one's coming out of the house. Jen's telling me nobody's seen him. So I'm thinking, Jesus, was I starting to pull away and I ran over his foot? Like, he's roughly where I left him. So yeah, when I found him, I was thinking, did I clip him somehow?
And not only, is he in the general vicinity of where I left him, she also goes to some nature references at all as well. Maybe she watched some Ranger Rick.
Buffalo on the prairies. It was just a lawn and a heap that it wasn't a bush or a hydrant or a dog. It was a weird shaped lump at that time in those elements. And I was looking to find him on the side of the road. I was expecting I'd find him.
Yeah. So you saw him go into the house and he was safe and you were angry and you went home, right, Karen? Oh, now you're expecting to find him on the side of the road in the general area of where you last saw him. And you're afraid he got hit by a snowplow as well. Why would you be afraid of any of those things if you saw him go into the house? And if you're afraid of him getting hit by a snowplow, well, snowplows don't go into the lawn. So I'm guessing the last time you saw him was in the road, and he didn't look mortally wounded, according to Karen. So he's probably stumbling around a bit before he gets to the spot where he actually dies. And that means you would have left him before he actually landed where he landed when he passed out in the yard. But oh, yeah, you saw him go into the house and everything's good. How are they going to counter that?
Tony, when you're telling the truth, you don't have to remember anything, and you don't have to worry about your stories getting all crossed up and mixed up and saying things that are inconsistent, because it's just the truth. It's just inside you. But when you're given a story, sometimes it's easy to misstate something or to misremember the story you told somebody else. And now you're telling a different story. And now she's talking out of both sides of her mouth. And the attorney's got to get up there and say, hey, John O'Keefe was killed in some ominous but vague fashion inside the house. And then you have Karen saying, no, I saw him in the general vicinity of the yard, which is where his body was found.
Exactly. And general vicinity, when you're talking about general vicinity, and she's very specific too. She doesn't leave it at that. She talks about the dimensions of the yard. She talks about the east and the west side of the right and the left side of the yard. And the right side of the yard is where the door is. And she specifically says he's on the left side of the yard where the door is not. And that's where she saw him. She just can't help herself. It's just like, I gotta be heard. And she's God. How would you, I mean, what do you think is going through the minds right now of her attorneys, of Alan Jackson and Yannetti? I mean, when she's not in the room and they're just kind of having a cocktail at the hotel bar, I mean, what the hell is that conversation like?
That conversation is probably a very different conversation than the one they're going to have with the jury during closing arguments. The one at the bar is probably damage control. It's probably troubleshooting. It's probably, you know, how do we possibly incorporate these contradictory statements into some coherent defense that I can, with a straight face, try to sell to this jury.
That's the thing, with a straight face. And even after court, obviously Karen Reed is Karen Reed, and it seems like ain't nobody going to slow her down. But I mean, they last 2 days, she's been a little more quiet. But if you're the defense of her and she's walking out every day, just saying stupid things that keep hurting her, why are they letting her do this? Or do they just, have they given up? Have they thrown their arms up saying, we can't control her? She's going to do what she's going to do. Let's just let this boat sink and move on with our lives.
You know, I saw a clip this week of Alan Jackson and Karen Reed walking out of the courthouse. Alan Jackson's leading and walks by all of the reporters. Karen Reed, of course, stops and gives multiple statements about the case. Why not just impose yourself and say, hey, wait a sec. I'm advising my client. Blame it on yourself. Say, I'm advising my client not to make any statements. We've got an ongoing trial here. They don't do anything like that.
He's not stepping in at all. It's almost like they need like the shock belt like Lori had at her trial and be like every time, like you're going to wear this everywhere you go, anywhere, Karen, boom, we're going to press the button on you. It just do like the dog one where it just vibrates or makes a beeping sound. And it's like, oh, the beeping sound means don't talk. Maybe that would work better. Here's another one of her talking about what she realized what happened.
There was a woman who was a mother to kids that were close to John's kids, who lived very close to the Alberts. In fact, when Jen was navigating John to the Alberts when I was driving, she said, it's near Ashley's house. Ashley and John hooked up prior to John and I dating. Two things. Either he's hurt himself and is incapacitated.
I want to stop there about the Ashley thing, because she remembers that pretty clear. She remembers that on the phone while getting directions to the party, Jen McCabe said it's near Ashley's house, which was a reference point because John had a life before Karen. He had relationships with women before Karen existed. He didn't save himself for Karen. And I guess he dated one of the ladies in that neighborhood at one point in time. Okay. She likes it. I find her phrasing interesting where it's like he recently dated. Well, that's 2 years ago. That's not recently. But that sticks out to her. And this was right before everything went down. I'm wondering if that phone call, Jen McCabe giving directions, is what triggered her to make her get so angry. Just bringing up this idea of this other woman that once existed in his life to some capacity. They get triggered like that. People like this go off the deep end on that. And somehow, even though that's well in the past, to them, it's a mortal possibility that this is going to destroy my relationship. And within seconds, they get to the house. And then we all know, you know, maybe we don't know. That's why we're here. We don't know what happened exactly after that. But John ended up dead. I'm wondering if that single comment, because they weren't fighting at the waterfall, I'm just wondering if that was the catalyst, that was the trigger that pushed her to get really, really angry at John. That caused the argument, that caused him to get out of the car, and eventually caused her to hit reverse at 20-some miles an hour.
You know, of all the things of which Karen Reed has been accused, a reasonable, level-headed person is not one of them. And so could she be vulnerable and subject to getting super heated based on some reference to a prior lover of her current boyfriend? She could. She certainly could. And then you hear in those voicemails and texts that Karen Reed sent to John O'Keefe, there is some hostility there. There is some venom there. And so prosecution can surely use that to say, hey, look, all of this sort of culminated in some, you know, callous kind of reckless act that involved a car and John O'Keefe and Karen Reed, and now he's dead.
I mean, jealousy doesn't know any end with individuals like this. I mean, it just does not. I feel like I've dated, been in serious relationships with Karen Reeds before, where just the idea, just the idea. And I told this story the other day. I was with somebody for a while and we were at the mall. A neighbor called and said, hey, I think your dog might be out. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for letting me know. I mean, can you send me a picture just so we can confirm? Saw the picture. One of the dogs that was out was our dog. Okay. Well, ball's not far. Like, I'm going to go back. I'll be right there. Thank you so much. What was the reaction from the person I was with, who's very Karen Reed-ish, I will say? How did that woman get your number? Why was she talking to you? Like, I have no idea. Like, there's neighbors, there's like a neighborhood directory, there's ways of figuring this out if, you know, you dig slightly. But the whole walk back to the car was, I suppose, like one of your other girlfriends must have given it to her. Or maybe she is like, what? Like, this is the, and like, I don't know what the hell's going on right now. I'm just trying to get back and get my dog. Get back. Guess who left the dog out? The same person who is accusing me of sleeping with the person who I don't even know down the road who found the dog. So I get this. I get this reaction. I get the triggering that makes little to no sense and why John was ready to get the hell out of that car and go have some more drinks with his friends, because that is hell to live with. That is emotional abuse. That is torture. Because it's insane. It makes no sense. It's not based in reality, but to them it is. And I believe in every sense of the word, Karen Reed, in her mind, believed it was a very real possibility that John got out of that car that night, was stumbling around. He wasn't mortally wounded. And one of the options in her mind was that he's just going to go into the party. Oh, he's going to stumble down the road to go sleep with the lady down the road, because that makes a lot of sense. Just, hi, I'm drunk, knock on the door, want to F? Like, doesn't quite seem like John, but in her mind, totally makes sense.
Yeah, there for some folks like that is a paranoia that is really not connected to reality. It's mm-hmm. it's in their head. It's part of their proclivity. And then you add in alcohol. You add in a fair amount of alcohol. You add in a relationship that is in distress. And you add in a horrible blizzard. And you add a number of different factors. And here we have John O'Keefe dead outside of this house. And Karen Reed is looking pretty suspicious under these circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, it's baffling because the behavior doesn't make any sense. And at the end of the day, when you're 10,000 feet above it and it's over and it's gone, you really feel bad for people like this because this is a torturous world that they live in, where everything is something out to get them. Something is always trying to hurt them and they always feel victimized. It's a real shitty way to live.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.